Boker Tov world, happy Erev Yom Yerushalayim. Hopefully it's Erev, the final Yom Yerushalayim. Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Echov Daled. And let me just remind you where we are. So we had what the Gemara claimed was a contradiction in the Mishnah, which we know very well wasn't a contradiction, because we sort of peeked ahead when we discussed Rava last week. But the contradiction ostensibly was that first the Mishnah says that if you take a shvuah that you're not going to eat and you ate things that were inedible or drank things that were completely impotable, so then you're not going to be chayiv, because that's not called eating or drinking. And then it says, on the other hand, that if you made a shvuah that you're not going to eat and you ate nevelos and shkotzim and remasim and so on, so in that case, you would be chayiv. And the Gemara viewed that as being contradictory, because we initially took for granted that nevelot, trefot, shkatzim, remasim are just as inedible as dvarim she'enam ru'uyim la'achila. That's what we thought. And we know the answer, and we peeked ahead. But meanwhile, the Gemara is taking for granted that that would be a contradiction. And so the way that we came to understand it was that the last part of the Mishnah was that he said beferush, that I'm not going to eat nevelot and so on, right? But that, of course, led to another problem, because ein shvua chala on anything that is mushba ve'omed nahar Sinai. And since you're not allowed to eat nevelot ve'trefot, obviously, so you're mushba ve'omed, so making a shvua that you're not going to eat is not going to be a chal in any way. So we had two approaches to that. We had Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan on the one hand, and we had Reish Lakish on the other hand. So Reish Lakish's approach was that if he took a shvua that he's not going to eat a mashahu of the velus or trefus, so then it would make perfectly good sense, because like this, mushba va'omid mehar Sinai is only from a kezayit. And when it comes to the shvua, he's asking something that wasn't also mehar Sinai. Either because this is, the Gemara doesn't talk about this, but the Beforshim do, either because it's consistent with Reish Lakish's opinion that Chatzishir is not Aser Minatera, so Misinai, he wasn't Aser, or because the din of Enis Chalal Iser only applies in cases that the Torah mentions something beferish, but not where it happens to be Aser because of an overall din of Chatzishir Aser Minatera. Fine, but that's a point that Gemara didn't even get into. So that was his approach, which led to an organic understanding of why Rabbi Shimon would disagree, because obviously, according to Rabbi Shimon, since there is no such thing as a shear of a kezayit when it comes to the Isser, it's only the Gabi Korban is a shear of kezayit, so his shvua cannot be chal on something that is always usher, because according to Rabbi Shimon, that's all over the Torah. Mashu is usher, so his shvua added nothing. Fine. That's the Machlokas, the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Shimon, according to Reish Lakish. Now, what about, according to Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, how do I get a situation in which I can aser myself on something that I'm already aser from in the Torah, namely Shkatzim Ramasim Neveles? Very simple. I make use of the mechanism called Isur Kolel. So when I go ahead and I aser not only Neveles, but I say, I'm making a shvua that I'm not going to eat any meat. So, okay, any meat, and I'm including nevelos. I mentioned nevelos as well. So then that means since already there was a new iser that came about, namely through the shvua that I made, so iser kolel, once I was kolel, new things, because now I can't eat any meat, so that would be the same as if Yom Kippur came along and I had a nevela, so Yom Kippur would be chal because it asers any meat. That's called iser kolel. Reish Lakish disagreed with that because he said, I don't believe in an Isser Kolel that's tailor-made. The Shvua doesn't create Isser Kolel. We simply ignore the part that was already Mushba V'Amin Mi'ar Sinai. So your Shvua would not be considered to be an Isser Kolel. Okay, that was his approach. But according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rav and Shmuel, who do hold of Isser Kolel, what would be the basis of the Machloket between... Is there an organic machloket? It doesn't seem to be an organic machloket. Why does Rabbi Shimon argue? And, as Rabbi Yochanan explained, it absolutely is a very organic, natural machloket. Rabbi Shimon, in general, does not hold of Isser Kolel all over, because Dafka Rabbi Shimon holds that if somebody eats an avela on Yom Kippur, he's not chayef for Yom Kippur. because it was already Aser Isn Veil, and the Yitzyom Kippur wasn't Chal. So what does that tell you? That he doesn't hold of Isser Kolel. He's certainly not going to hold of tailor-made Isser Kolels, right? Okay, so we have a very clear-cut Machlokas. Everything made sense until we get to today's Gemara. Now, today's Gemara begins with Bishlam Elarish Lakish. So now we thought we had all the angles covered, but we did not have all the other angles covered because we need to take into consideration a new halacha. This is like one line under the middle of the daf. So Bishlam Elarish Lakish, if, according to Reish Lakish, there's another thing that we haven't talked about, and that is, we're going to see later on, that since the Torah said, Lahara Olhetiv, what that means is that what it is that your Shvua was, not only could be either one direction or another, but it must be capable of being one direction or another. So if you make the type of Shvua that only makes sense in one direction, in the future, doesn't make sense in the past. It only makes sense in the past, doesn't make sense in the future. So that, or doesn't make, sorry, it doesn't make sense to say, I will or I will not, I should have said, sorry. You have to be able to say, I will do the thing or I won't do the thing. But according to Reish Lakish, yes, I can easily do that. I have a shvua. I will not eat even pachos mikizayit of an avela, right? Okay, so that is the lav. And I could also say, I will eat today less than a shear of a nevela, and that would be a shvua too. So the shvua is basically bidirectional for lav and for hain. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no possible way to say it as a positive. You can say, I will not eat nevela or kosher, right? And then that would be an iser kolel. But how can you make a shvua that you will eat nevela? It doesn't matter that you add to the, there's no such thing as a mitzvah say that's kolel. I mean, that makes no sense. So what are you going to say? The shvua is going to allow you to eat the nevela. The shvua is going to be mechayiv you to eat the nevela since you said you're also going to eat a nice piece of bread with it. Well, it's ridiculous. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have the very important condition that we're going to meet later on, and this is the first time we've spoken about it, that you have to be able to say it both in the positive and in the negative. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't. So basically, forget all of this agonizing approach of Rabbi Yochanan. How is it that you could answer yourself on something he's using in a circular, on something that anyway is also because of Nevela? Scotch that, buddy. So that's not the explanation. We have to start over again. So let's say that inside. So Bishlam Elarish Lakish Mashkachasol Belav Vehen Ela LeRabbi Yochanan. I understand that we could find a lav where you say, I will not eat nevela or kosher, and you're using Yisr Kelo. But where do you find a hain? Hain Mashkachasol. So therefore, we're crossing out everything that we said, and we're going back to the explanation that we knew all along, and that there's absolutely no contradiction between the part of the Mishnah that says that if you make a shvua and eat things that are inedible, you're potter, as opposed to the part of the Mishnah that says if you make a shvua and you eat things that are usur, like nevela, that over there you're chayav. Well, obviously, the difference is the difference that we had before in Rava. Remember when Rava says you make a shvua that you're not going to eat and you eat dirt. So obviously, the dirt is not considered to be a shvua. But that's because it's not considered to be foodstuff at all. That's the point. So when the first part of the Mishnah was things that are completely rotten and are absolutely not roi lachi vasoda. So that's the case of Rava. The Amar Rava, if a person says shvua shelo ochal v'yachal afar, he's patur. Masha ein kein, a nevela, as we said before, has a lion on it growling every time you come close to eat it, but there's nothing wrong with it in terms of the fact that it's edible. Rav Mara, yes, absolutely. We could see that that is clear because our Mishnah says so. How'd you guys miss that? Afana nami tnina. Doesn't it say at the end of the Mishnah? If a person says, my wife should be usur ba'ana'a to me if I ate today. I didn't eat anything. She's always screaming at me. I come in without an appetite because I must have eaten myself full in the office. She should be asking me if I ate anything. But he had eaten. Thing is, it was a nice, what do they call it? Big Mac, you know, which was nevelas for trefas, shkatzim, ramasim, you know, but he figured that didn't count. And he had eaten nevelas, trefas, shkatzim, ramasim. Ishto is, in fact, Asura. So what does that show you? That eating a Big Mac is considered to be an act of Achila. And the fact that you didn't look at the lion that was on it, that's your problem. Right? So says Rav Maris, you see very clearly that did. Ah, says the Gemara, boo. Okay, you can't bring a riot from this case, because in this case, he had already eaten a Big Mac. So obviously, when he says, I didn't eat, I mean, he thought he ate. He knew he ate. His tummy was full. He considered that to be food. So now he's going to all of a sudden say, well, of course, technically it's not food. Yeah, so why'd you eat three Big Macs if it's not food? So over there, of course, Achi Ashta, what kind of comparison? Hatam kivin mi kora ochal. Look, first he eats. Then he makes a shvua, I didn't eat. Okay, that's crazy. Chashuve akshuve. I mean, he already has made it quite clear that Big Macs are very, very perfect foods. So when he said, if I ate today, of course he meant this. But in this case, you're telling me that necessarily, I mean, I happen to agree that it's true, but you're telling me that necessarily that implies in the Mishnah that it would be considered to be a foodstuff just because it's edible. It's not true. He actually, he never ate it, so it doesn't prove anything. Okay. Now, we talked yesterday, I gave you an introduction on the difference between Isser Kollel and Isser Mosif. And this is today what the Gemara wants to go into in more detail. So Rava says, look, my time at Amman, the Isla Isser Kollel. Well, so where do we get the, because we just met this very important machlokas between Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold of Isser Kollel at all, and between the Rabbanan, where we said, I mean, now we no longer need this pshat because we're now explaining the mission differently. But the bottom line is we're left with the fact that the question of whether somebody eats an avela on Yom HaKippurim, is he chayev for Yom HaKippurim, which makes a tremendous difference because Yom HaKippurim is a chayev kares, and therefore he would have to bring a korban chatas versus the avela, which is only a sulav. So is he chayev for the Yom Kippur or not? Rabbi Shimon says he's not chayev for Yom Kippur. Why? Because since it was already usur, there is no more room left, so to speak, on this piece of meat to be more usur than it was. Well, what makes it more usur? So it was an avela. It's still an avela. In fact, it's also Yom Kippur. That is not going to give you additional chayuvim. So in other words, he does not hold a Isser Kollel. Masha Inkin, the Rabbanan say, look, before Yom Kippur, you could not eat this piece, but you could eat other pieces of kosher meat, and now you can't even eat the kosher meat. So since you can't eat the kosher meat, you also cannot, because of Yom Kippur, you cannot eat this meat because of Yom Kippur. Right? That was the svara. So they hold, well, what's the difference? Midi Dehavei Isser Mosif. Isser Mosif is a given. Everybody understands that there's no way to deny the fact that something that becomes more usser, how does something become more usser? The thing becomes the more usser. How you become more usser? How does something become more usser? Okay, so the classic example we have of that is you had a piece of chalev, and that chalev, of course, is an isser kares for you to eat. But it's actually very edible for the mizbeach. As a matter of fact, that's the mizbeach's preference. Yummy. And therefore, you could use this piece of chalev, but it's in a korban, you shech this animal, and that very chalev is what you put on the korb, on the mizbeach. Now, before you put it on the mizbeach, you left it out, and it was already close to the time that it became nifsal, and now it's pasul, that chalev that's pasul. Can you put it on the mizbeach? No. Are you going to try to tell me that, well, it was already usur for chalev. It wasn't usur for chalev on the mizbeach. So the mizbeach is undeniably facing a new situation, which is this piece of meat is usur because of nosur. So can you say there's no place on this piece of meat to be usur with nosur? Of course you can't say that. It is usur from nosur. It's undeniably usur from nosur because you can't put it on the mizbeach. Well, once the piece of meat is clearly nosur, so why isn't it usur to you for nosur? I mean, what's the difference between you and the mizbeach? The piece of meat is noser. Yes or no? Answer me. Yes, it is. Okay, so are you allowed to eat noser? No. What's your chiyuv feeding noser? Chiyuv kares. Well, there you go. But I was already so what? What's the difference if you already? So you're going to be chayev too, chatot. What can you do, right? So that, says Robin, they feel that that's basically the same. Because fundamentally, the issue is there room for the iser to be? There clearly is room for the Isser to be. So the same thing is true with the Isser Kolel. There's room for Yom Kippur to be Chal, is there not? All the other food in the world becomes Usser. So since there's room for Yom Kippur to be Chal, so this piece also becomes Usser because of Yom Kippur. That's their svar. Whereas, man, take out that word that potar makes no sense. Man de lesle, whoever does not hold of the Isser of Kolel, is because there's a tremendous difference. When do we say this Isser Mosif? That's because the piece of meat itself that we're dealing with, that you want to eat, this piece of chalev, is now currently, not other pieces, this piece is currently undeniably noser for the Mizbeach, and therefore it's noser. What's the difference whether it's you or the Mizbeach? But how does the fact that other pieces of meat are usher because it's Yom Kippur, how does that affect this piece of meat? So therefore, the difference between them is that if the understanding of Ein Isser Chal al Isser is there's no place for Isser to be Chal, if the Isser already existed, so then you're 100% right. On Yom Kippur, there's a place for the Isser to be Chal. But if your understanding of Ein Isser Chal al Isser is that any particular item has no room to be more usser than it was if it was already usser, so then you would only say mosif, because that's on the item. But what is the fact that other items are usser? How does that deal with the issue of this item was already usser? You see the difference, very clear, different, fundamental difference in how you look at the whole concept of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. And that leads to this machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan about whether Isser Kolel is included or not. That's the point. So, Mandelesla, he says, look, Kiyama Isser Mosif, that's when it's one piece, Bechara Chaticha, where it's two separate objects, then lo. Kiyama Rava, I want to tell you something else, that if you hold that Isser Kolel is true, do not make the mistake of saying what Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish said you cannot make tailor-made Isser Kolels, right? I disagree. So I say, if you hold of Isser Kolel, if a guy first makes a shvua, I will not eat figs. And then he makes another shvua and he says, I will not eat figs and grapes. So that's also an Isser Kolel, because before it was only figs that were usher to him. And now it's also grapes. So since Migo that it was chal on the grapes, chayel nami ateini, so it's also going to be chal on the figs. Now, of course, that is not true, according to Reish Lakish, as the Gemara will exactly remember now. By asking, isn't that poshet? I mean, that is just another example. No, it's not another example. Because I might have thought, like Reish Lakish thought, namely, that Isser habame lav, if the Isser appears on its own, so Yom Kippur. Okay, so I understand. Yom Kippur definitely is chal on everything else. But you can't tailor make an Isser to work out in such a way that now it will include a dover that was previously mutter. And therefore, a shvuah it's not going to work on. Kamash Malan, that Rava says that's not true. Makes no difference whether it's tailor-made or whether it is on its own. It was an Isser Haba Me'atzmo. Now, this also leads to a further distinction. Again, that's the way Gemara works, that the distinctions get finer and finer as you go along, right? So far we thought that the issue over here is not simply that it's tailor-made. We thought the fact is, look, it's not up to you to create a situation of kolel. That's what we thought it meant. And if that's the case, so then there's a problem with Rava's pshat, because Rava Breid Rabba said that actually, it says in the Mishnah in Krisas that Yeshu Chel Achila Achat, the guy can eat one kezias, and he's going to be chayev four separate chataot and one carbon ashem. That's a very expensive kezai. So what would be the case? What would be the four chataot? Well, first of all, he's tamei, and he ate chalev that was notar, and it was kodesh, and it was Yom HaKippurim. So now here's how it goes. So a tamei that ochel kodesh, okay, that's going to be, he's going to be chayev, a korban asham, right? And in that case, he's going to be, chayev, we're assuming now that we're not dealing with the Korban HaLeviot issue. I'm about to warn you about that, because the Gemara is going to be talking about the differences between a chi of Asham and a chi of an additional Korban Chatas, and going to take for granted that there's a difference between them. But right now, let's leave that also. So first of all, he's chayev because it's chaylev. That's the simplest thing. And that's in Issacharis. And he's chayev because of Noser. And that's in Issacharis. And he's chayev because it's Yom Kippur. And that's in Issacharis. And a Tomei who eats Ekdesh is also an Issacharis, of Stumas Haguf. And therefore, he would be chayev. And that's four. Those are chataot. And this, because he also ate something that was Hekdesh, it's also one Korban Asham, which is the Asham Mi'ilot. Fine. So now, the point is that if you hold, that you've been telling me all along, that you could simply go along and you could make a Shvua, then why can't we have five? Right? Why didn't he say five? So, if Rava is right, you would have been able to make a shvua, for instance, Kigon, Shama shvua shlochal tmorim v'chelev. So the guy answered himself, I'm not going to eat dates and I'm not going to eat chelev. So according to Rava, even though that's a tailor-made iser, Rava said to Farish that if you aser the figs and then you repeated aser figs and grapes, that it's going to be usher because now you're going to be usher also on grapes. The same thing is true over here. You're adding a shvua. Yes, it's true. You can't make a shvua not to eat chelev, but over here I made a shvua not to eat tamarim. So according to Rava, since it's chal on the tamarim, it's chal on the chelev. So don't you think that the Mishnah, the whole point of the Mishnah is that it's trying to show you how many things you could be over at once, right? So add another case. Talking about a case, you could be usher with a also, an additional iser of a shvua, right? Why not? Nah, that's because the Tana is not, you're right that it is theoretically possible, but that's not what the Tana is coming to teach. The Tana is not interested in your being able to create isurim, that of course. What the Tana is trying to point out is that without any intervention on anybody's part and special engineering, it's possible to eat something that you would be mechayev you for a separate chataot and an asham. Of course, it's possible to engineer it. You know, I mean, you could have an infinite number of shvuas. You know, you could then say, I won't eat tomorrow in v'chelev. And then you could say, I won't eat anovim tomorrow in v'chelev. And then you could say, I won't eat chicken and whatever. I mean, but so what would be the point of that? Just to chalk up the different isurim? I mean, I'm trying to tell you something that would be a natural thing. But that doesn't prove that you couldn't do it. You could theoretically do it. It doesn't show that Rava is wrong, because Kikatani, the kind of things that Tana wants to talk about are things that are natural. Israba me'elav, not an Israba v'yatzmo. Not because there's no such thing, but because that's not interesting. It's trivial. Now, wait a minute. If you're going to tell me that we're looking for the Isurim Abba Me'elav, well, what about the fact that there was Hegdish, and Hegdish is not something that's Bar Me'elav? How did this thing become Hegdish? Huh? Because you made it Hegdish. Somebody made it Hegdish. So how come you're including Hegdish? Isn't that the same? No. It's not the same. We're talking about a Bechor, okay? Nobody made it Hekdesh. It started out as Hekdesh, was born as a Bechor, and Kedushato Mirecha. Or, you could say, maybe the common denominator of the cases was not things that happen on their own, but things that you can't get out of by going to a Chochem and being Shoyal on it. So, Kikatani mitid les le'she'ela. We're going to talk about a Shavua. You could always go and cancel the Shavua. So, we're not going to talk about those kind of things that are canceled. We're talking about where there's no choice. You're going to have to bring that carbon, four Korbanos Chatas or one Korban Asher. Well, wait a minute. Hegdesh. You could always go to a Chacham and be Shaul on Hegdesh. Were you listening to me or not? Didn't I just tell you we're talking about a Bechor? You can't cancel a Bechor. Oh, Kimna be Bechor already. Or, okay, there's maybe a third way to see a common denominator. Maybe the only things that the Tana was interested in listing was Dafka, a Korban Kavua. But if you're going to talk about a shvua, that's a carbon olav yored. So we don't want to talk about that. We only want to talk about a standard carbon chatas. So that it didn't talk about. Well, wait a second. The tamei ochal es hakodesh, that's a carbon olav yored. I don't understand. Didn't we say that you're going to be chayev? It's true that it's an unusual carbon olav yored because the other carbon olav yoreds were not for an iser karis, right? But it happens to be that one of those cases is Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, is the case of a Tomei that eats Kodesh too. So how come he listed that? That's not a Chatas Kavua. You said he's only talking about Karban Kavua. Ah, because we're talking about a Nasi. Now, even though it's true that obviously a Nasi is not going to be any different than anybody else when it comes to all of the other Karban Olav Yoreds, because there's no chiyuv of a chatas of a nasi unless there's an iser karis, right? But remember, the tamei she'achal es hakodesh is an iser karis, right? So now, the Torah said, a nasi has a different chatas than a normal yochid. What's the din? It's a fascinating point. Is that only on a place where a yochid would be chayev a chatas kavua? So the nasi is chayev the carbon. Nasi has to bring a seir nasi instead of the carbon seir kifs of the yachid. Or is it wherever a yachid is chayev chatas and would bring his chatas of a seir or a carbon olav yored, I don't care what, but he's chayev karis, the nasi would bring the carbon nasi. So out of all of the cases of carbon olav yored, there's only one where the nasi is chayev his own carbon, according to Rabbi Yezer. Why? Because that particular case of carbon olav yored was on an iser karis. And on iser karis, the Torah gave a nasi a special din. So if we're talking about a nasi here, so that, and we're only looking theoretically, is there a way that a person could eat one achila without any particular engineering and bring a chatas kavua? That's what we're looking for. There is such a case where it was a nasi who ate, who was tamei, and who ate the nasi, that was chaylev, then a mukdash, and it was a bechar. Ha! So we've got four, but that's the common denominator. You can't throw in shvua, because shvua would actually be a carbon olav yored even for a nasi, because it's not a chiyuv karis. Cute, huh? Come on, guys. Oh, man. Man's got to have a little fun every day. You know, there's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah and Aves, where it says, Havishkod, Lulmot Torah, right? You should be shoked to learn Torah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says the most beautiful thing. You should put all your heart in it to the point where mishtasheabo, where you're having fun with those divrei Torah. It's not gorgeous. So that's what it means to be shoked on divrei Torah. So if you're sitting here in a daf yomi, you hear a beautiful svara, something that is so perfect. I don't even crack a smile. Okay, that's interesting, blah, blah, blah. Blase Torah is not Shkod Torah. That's the end of it. All right, so to continue. So Benasi is going to Rabbi Eliezer, to Omar, Nasi Mevisa Yir, only, of course, on this part, on the part of the tummy. But if it would come to the Shvua, even the Nasi would have to bring Korban Olav Yored. That's why we don't list it. Rav Ashi says, let me give you another, this is the fourth attempt we've had to find a common denominator that would explain why we don't add Shvua to the list of things to make five. Rav Ashi Amar, because the Tana is talking about things that are going to be a shear. So it's talking about regular achila, you ate a kizayit, you know. But things that are chal al pochas, because shear, that's not part of this set. And therefore, shvua is not included. We're talking about achila, right? So achila means the achila bekezayah. So I don't include a shvua, which is the type of iser, where it's only coincidental that we're talking about a kezayah. You can have made the shvua, they're not going to eat a chatzi zayit or a mashu and so on. Therefore, shvua techayla pachot bekashir lo katani. We're not going to throw in, because that's arbitrary things that only coincidentally, the guy said, I won't eat, meaning a kezayit. Hey, wait a minute, Hegdesh? There's no shear of a kezayit by Hegdesh for Me'ilah. You listed Hegdesh. That's not the point. There is a shear. It's not a shear of a kizayis, but there is a shear of the achila, namely an asbi shava pruta. As we saw before, that svara. Habein and shava pruta. That's not called not a shear. Let me give you yet another possibility. This is already our fifth possibility of what may be the common denominator that would say 4 plus an asham instead of 5 plus an asham, including the case of the oil of yared on the shvua. So Rav Ashi from Avirion, that sounds like a nice French Riviera place, right? He's from the Riviera, well, same Osios anyway. And so he quoted Rabbi Zera, who said, Kikatani Zidona Kares. We're only talking about cases over here where there's a chiev of Kares. But a chiev of a lav, which would be the din for the shvua, would be lo yachel devaro, whatever the case was, or the sheker, whatever. That we had machlokas before. Zidono lav lo katani. What do you mean zidono lav lo katani? What about the asham? The asham over here is an iser lav. There's no iser kares on being nene from kodesh, from Eila. How come you mentioned that? No, we mean the types of chataot that we're talking about are standard chataot on a iser karet. That's who we're talking about. Yes, and an asham, I understand. That's something else, but that has nothing to do with the chataot. You wanted to add another chatas. That's the fifth common denominator. The sixth common denominator, says Ravina, I have another possibility. The set that we're talking about are things that you could be over that are Isurim only on things that are edible. You want to throw in a shvua? The fact that you're talking about a case where the shvua is referring to something edible is purely coincidental. There's nothing natural about talking. You could eat one achila and be chay of five things. Five things? Well, what do you mean? Well, I'm talking about your chay of five isurim of achila, okay? The fact that you said that it's a shvua, it's not an isra achila. It's just coincidentally, in this case, it happens to be an isra achila. That's not what we're talking about, says Ravina. Well, wait a minute. Hagadish could be things that are not really edible, and you can make something that's just a kli or something, a piece of wood. You can make it hagdash. You be chayev on me'ila if you used it, and so on. So if you're listing that, why not already list a shvua, even though shvua can be on something that's not edible? I didn't mean edible. Sorry. I meant substantial. So what we want to do is we want to make a set of things where there is substance. The iser is something that is chal at least on a tangible item, you see. A shvua, what about if you make a shvua? I will not sleep today. Is that a real shvua? Absolutely. Can you show me the sleep? Can I touch it? No. So therefore, it's a completely different type of thing, you see. And it can't be part of a set of things which are going to be substantive. Now you understand that each one of these six approaches, you recognize how insightful it is into the way that the mind constructs sets, you see? Each one of these mandi amrim is presenting alternative sets that allow you to see why we would talk about these four different issues, plus an asham, and not five. That's a marvelous thing, because none of them are invalid. I mean, how in the world would you say this one as opposed to that one? That's the whole point. So all of these shivim panim latera, so the fact that we can analyze this with six different set making about it, that's beautiful. Keep moving and see what else you can come up with.